20 minutes or so away from game time out at AT&T Park. Now, Anthony Andrew, the king of all tweets and toots, is tooting this. He says they have big wind out there tonight that is swirling in from left field.
Wouldn't you expect that from the big toot?
Yeah, and, you know, George is out there. I don't know where they're sitting, so.
So keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. All right, on our phone now, we are joined by our special AT&T Park Morning Show correspondent. This is Craig Jr. Miller of that Dunham & Miller Morning Program. He is out there for Game 2 of the World Series tonight. Junior, do you have us?
Yes, come in, Hardline and Ranger Pregame Show. Do you have me?
Yes, we read you loud and clear.
So far,
hello to Coach Switzer and my dad and whoever else groups is peppering us with drops of high praise.
So you guys, you know, we go out to New York and we bring home two crucial wins, and you guys are obviously terrible luck out there with the Rangers so far.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But before we talk about that, can I guess the secret Ranger?
Go ahead.
Is it Jim Kern?
No, you're wrong.
The Great Emu. No, you're wrong about that.
Okay, let's get back to baseball then. And tonight, and yes, I do hope to change the luck of the Rangers. I think Gordo is the bad luck charm.
I think he is, too. And a lot of other people do, too.
Now, is he taking it seriously? He's not, I mean, is he paying attention?
Yeah, he is. He doesn't have a book or anything like that. He's watching the game and taking notes. And, yeah, he's with us whenever there's any kind of a disaster. You know, he was there for the Ed Belfour 12-goal game or whatever that was in New Jersey, the cough syrup night. He went with us on the trip to Miami where the Heat made the comeback in Game 3.
Yep.
He's out here for this.
That was the book trip.
That's right. That was the book trip. But I'll tell you this. I noticed a tremendous sense of overconfidence amongst the Giants fans walking around here. I've been doing some pretty hard-hitting interviews with them pre-game.
Right.
And everybody is thinking sweep now. They're so confident because they beat Cliff Lee that they think they can beat anybody. And I guess that's somewhat logical.
Where does StubHub, where are y'all sitting? How are y'all seats?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't understand that question because of the wind.
How are your seats, courtesy of StubHub?
I'm sorry, Corby. I couldn't understand that question because of the wind.
Are y'all not revealing where you're sitting?
Yeah, I do like CJ's chances.
No!
As long as he can keep the ball down in the strike zone.
They're not on the ninth row.
Yeah, I think they are. I'm not sure what this ploy is.
Yeah, we're on the ninth row of the moon.
Line of the week.
Oh, God.
We were kind of hoping you'd all get seats in that big glove out in the outfield.
Hey, you know what? I was just by the big glove. I went to Orlando Cepeda's Caribbean Barbecue, and that's where I had dinner. I had the cha-cha rice bowl.
God. Junior's got comedy.
The cha-cha rice bowl.
That was his nickname, cha-cha.
In line, and I look to my left, and who's also there, but he's getting the baby bowl nachos, was SI's Peter King wearing a Giants cap.
Really?
Yeah.
What a bandwagoner he must be.
Oh, look, we have Lady Antebellum singing the national anthem.
Yeah,
Corby.
Started. Should we pause for this? Or
nope.
I don't know how to handle.
No, you need to keep talking. Do
yeah,
you really?
You need to keep talking because Corby loves Lady Antebellum, and he's very distracted.
No, you need to be
this.
Really brash while they're doing this, and just be like, ah, yeah. Anyway, so I was out last night with these beers.
I am standing very close to two San Francisco policemen who are saluting the flag.
Oh,
and,
and you're on the phone.
Oh no.
So tell us about your cha-cha rice bowl.
No, wait, before you do that.
Okay. It was white rice, black beans with a pineapple salsa and chicken.
Now, were there
delicious
fireworks?
Josh Hamilton said that he smelled pot the whole game. Did you guys smell pot the whole game?
The entire game.
So they were smoking in the stands.
Yes.
The entire night.
Corby, where do you think they are? Corby, they're in San Francisco. That's where pot was invented.
I'm going to dispute that fact, but it just amazes me that there's no policing of it at all.
They don't care.
In San Francisco, perhaps no one in the stadium was smoking pot, and you just still smelled pot.
Yeah, that's
from
true.
The whole city.
That's
yeah,
true.
The whole night I was thinking, God, Corby would love this.
As we found out yesterday, he's not the only one.
Big cheers, speakers, fireworks, bedlam, chaos.
Junior, let me ask you this. What is the weather like out there? We hear there's pretty big wind there tonight at AT&T Park.
Uh-oh, the flyover.
Oh, man.
There's no
Mike,
way.
I'm sure that was a great question, but I just had the flyover. They went very, very close to my scalp, so I couldn't hear your question.
What's the weather like out there right now? Is it real? Is it super windy?
Well, Norm, it's no, it's not very windy. I mean, it's windier than last night, but I think like south wind 10 to 15, you know, so moderate. Temperature's great. It's 70 degrees. Oh, what's that?
I just want to take a picture.
You want to take a picture with me? Oh, okay.
Is she hot?
No. So,
does she know who you are?
No. So anyway, yeah, 70 degrees right now. It's downright balmy, and so it'll be mid-60s for the game, and chance of rain. Yesterday they were saying 60%. There are some dark clouds, but it dropped down to 10, 20%. I don't think we're going to see anything tonight.
How was the baby bull barbecue sandwich?
What's that, Norm?
How was the baby bull barbecue sandwich?
I told you, I had Chow Chow's rice bowl, and it was outstanding. That's the best. If you're coming out here to this park, go to Orlando Cepeda's Caribbean Barbecue.
Why is that funny? I don't know. Oh, my God. All right, well, go have fun. Call me from your seats.
Yes, call us and report in later on tonight.
From the lunar section.
This is Junior Miller signing off from AT&T Park in San Francisco just before game two. Back to you.
Oh, dear.
All right, he's dead now.
No.